This is Akashvani, the news read by Ling Biahui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the new Chancery of the High Commission of India at Bandar Seri Begawan in Brunei this evening. Mr. Modi reached Bandar Seri Begawan this afternoon on the first leg of his two-nation visit to Brunei and Singapore. In a video message posted on social media platform X, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Prime Minister Modi will hold talks with Brunei Sultan Haji Hassan Al-Bolkiah on the way forward for the bilateral relationship tomorrow. Mr. Modi will travel to Singapore tomorrow on the second leg of his visit. He added that he is looking forward to the opportunity to meet President Tharman Shanmugaratnam, Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, Senior Minister Lee Hsien Loong and Emeritus Senior Minister Goh Chok Tong. President Draupadi Murmu has asserted the country's progress cannot be fully realized without women's socio-economic and educational development. Speaking at centenary celebrations of the Maharashtra Legislative Council in Mumbai this evening, the president emphasized the need to change the way women are viewed. She pointed out that women constitute half of India's population and added that their active participation in various spheres was needed to take the country forward. President Murmu said the formation of Bombay Legislative Council was the result of the efforts of our great freedom fighters. She further said Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar was a member of the Bombay Legislative Council. The government has given approval to proposals worth 1,45,000 crore rupees to enhance the country's defence preparedness. The Defence Acquisition Council, DAC, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, approved 10 capital acquisition proposals. The council gave nod to procurement of future-ready combat vehicles, air defence fire control radars, Dornier 228 aircraft, next-generation fast patrol and offshore patrol vessels. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today in the border area of Dantewara and Bijapur districts of Bastar Division. The encounter took place when security forces started search operation after receiving information about the presence of a large number of Maoists in this area. The West Bengal Assembly passed the Aparajita Women and Child West Bengal Criminal Laws Amendment Bill 2024 with a voice vote today. During the discussion in the House, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said that provision of capital punishment has been provided in the bill. She also said the provision of harshest punishment has been provided in the bill for the crime of rape and sexual harassment. The bill was tabled in the wake of the alleged rape and murder of a woman doctor at R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata in August. The bill is now required to be passed by the governor of the state and then it will be sent to the president. At least 129 prisoners were killed and 59 others injured in an escape attempt at the Makala Central Prison in the capital of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. DRC's Interior Minister Shabani Luku said today that 24 inmates were shot dead by warning shots and others by shoving or suffocation as they tried to leave the overcrowded Makala prison in the capital city of Kinshasa in the wee hours of yesterday. At the Paralympics in Paris, Indian para-athletes are eyeing their chances in various events, including archery and athletics, on day 6 today. In athletics, India's Mariappan Thangavelu, Sharad Kumar and Shailesh Kumar will be in action in the final of men's high jump T63 event. In the final of men's javelin throw F46 event, Ajit Singh, Rinku and Sundar Singh Gurjar will be in contention for the medal. Deepthi Jivanji will feature in the final of women's 400-meter T20 event. In archery, Pooja will feature in the quarterfinals of women's recurve event. In shooting, Avni Lekra finished at the fifth position in the final of women's 50-meter rifle three-position event. Earlier, Avni had created history by becoming first-ever Indian athlete to win back-to-back individual gold medals at Paralympics. Currently, India is at 15th spot in the medals tally with 15 medals including 3 golds so far. Meanwhile, talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Indian shuttler Suhas Eliyathiraj, who has clinched silver medal in men's singles event at Paralympic Games, expressed joy over his achievement. Suhas Eliyathiraj had bagged his first Paralympic silver in the Tokyo Paralympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.